I found out when I was 16 that obviously Dad had hepatitis C. It basically wasn't until I started sort of talking to him and then looked into how it all become, which is probably, I was probably about 18 by then, by the time I found out everything. Recently I've been looking through his medical records, and there was actually a letter in there that says he found out when I was 11 that he had it. But we couldn't have that conversation with him to say, why didn't you tell me? Because obviously passed away before I got to read that evidence. So that was quite a kick down, thinking that if I'd known my dad was ill and, you know, at 11 years old been told, then, you know, you would have acted differently, respected the time together. But obviously I know my dad, he was trying to protect us all as children, and he didn't want us to worry about these adult issues, as they would say. When we were children, sort of from about 8 years old, when we were kids, I was eight and my brother was 10, you know, we knew he was getting a little bit frustrated and a bit angry, and we thought, oh, it's just work. And as time went on, he sort of got a bit more angry, and then obviously, you know, he started to get bigger. He used to be very slim, and we thought, oh, it's probably just work, you know, bad habits of eating. And then so as the years went on, he just changed. He was always quite laughy and jokey. He was still very laughy and jokey, but he then sort of got withdrawn from work, and I thought, oh, work's been a real pressure now, obviously. And it actually turned out, no, it wasn't work at all. It was obviously the virus. Physically, he aged very quickly. Sort of when he was in his late 30s, he was very young looking and very attractive. And then, obviously, he only died at 54. So 15 years later, he had grey hair, very bad skin. Basically, he sort of doubled his body weight. Big tummy, he couldn't walk very well, he was becoming incontinent, was walking around the shops, and, you know, he struggled to sort of control his body, and he had a walking stick, and it was so depressing, thinking, well, you know, my dad used to run around taking the mickey out of us, saying we're so unfit. Because he could run around with a tennis racket up and down, and we'd be puffing and panting. And then, yeah, in the end, yeah, I mean, we got left with someone who's severely disabled. It was really depressing to watch that. You know, we slowly watched him die.